These men are members of one of the most unique military organizations in history. Behind these green faces are men who have accepted the challenge of some of the most daring assignments given to American fighting men. These are the Navy's SEALs.
Tell us all about Ron Fox.
To me, it's the ultimate of commitment and sacrifice. I did 3 tours in Vietnam, where he was awarded 2 Silver Stars and a Bronze Star. A guy that, when I was growing up there, nobody knew what a Navy SEAL was. He was in the original plaque or the original group when it became from the UDT, which was frogmen, and became SEALs. He was a great role model for me, and he was a football player, and played briefly at Ohio State, and enlisted in the Navy, and became a SEAL at a very young age.
But a man you came to know as a youngster, right?
I mean, he's technically my stepdad, but I don't really care what people say or think. He's my dad. He was a father to me, all through my younger years and through my adult life.
SEAL teams were organized at the suggestion of President John Kennedy, who realized that it would take special operations to win special kinds of war.
Did you ever ask him how to handle situations or advice as it relates to football? And, once you got involved with the coaching aspect of it, there's a little carryover there between the two things, leading men.
I think the idea of teamwork, and they do it at the ultimate level. Going into rescue, no man left behind. I mean, putting their lives at stake to go rescue and help a teammate. It's a whole different level. But in some small, minute way, that is part of football culture and what you're trying to sell to an NFL football team.
Do you recall the best advice he ever given you?
He was fairly quiet about a lot that went on because, putting it bluntly, they're trained killers, all right? One of the oddest things, I think, is, he came back from Vietnam because they never landed at 9 a.m. like regular people. I mean, you had to go pick them up at the air station at, 3 in the morning, and we hadn't seen them in 6 months, so it was a caravan. We'd load up the station wagon and go to pick Dad up from Vietnam. And the next morning, he woke me up real early and said, "Let's go get some Krispy Kreme." And I'm driving in the car, sitting in the passenger seat, and he stops at a stoplight and mumbled to himself, "I can't believe this light is making me stop." And so I never really understood it then. I was kind of like Twilight Zone look, Understanding now what those men went through and the things they saw and the things they did to keep us safe, it made a lot more sense the older I got.
And it's rooted deeply in you because, if I'm not mistaken, you read a lot of books on the military. What do you pull from those things, and how do you use that in your job?
Well, I think, whenever guys kind of complain, you say, "Look, dudes, this is what these guys do, all right?" And you think about that. Even growing up, with a young family, my own family, my wife and my children, there's a lot of hours away from your family, and he would go away for 6 months. We didn't even know where he was. We couldn't even communicate with him because it was that high level security. You see some of these guys. I went to Afghanistan on a USO tour and to see the commitment and sacrifice these men make and have made, and for many of them, like my dad, for their entire career, service to your country. There's a lot at stake with that, and to me, it's the ultimate.
Is there a day that goes by as a coach that you don't reference something regarding that sacrifice or just the whole combat at a different level?
I think it keeps
Is that a theme?
Civilized life in perspective. There's people that are defending us on a daily basis and have been for years and years. They're not in the spotlight, they're not on television, they're, they're not making millions of dollars, so I have great respect for them. There is a lot of great carryover and between the two. I'd say all the time, I've spent my life raising other people's children, and I take great pride in my family. I'm very proud of them, and my 3 sons and my daughter. that my wife's done a terrific job with as well. But you know, you do take great pride in not only what kind of performers these guys are on the field, but really even how they conduct themselves and help them grow as men, you know, moving forward in life.
All right, Spice, ready for some John Fox trivia?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you know what? Really?
Wait, I got a tweet. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know which former NFL head coach John Fox played in the backfield with at San Diego State?
San Diego State? Mm-hmm. Let me think about that.
Yeah.
Herm Edwards.
How did you come up with that?
You know how I came up with that?
Because
you play to win the game. You play to win the game. Huh? That's pretty good, right?
It sounded just like him.
Hit me up, Hollywood.